Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. On this week's Talking Politics, political science professor Dr. Terry Smith is here with a political commentary on voters' choices and thoughts on why some people seem to vote against their own interests.
I'm intrigued by everything about politics, its nobility, its sordidness, its potential to change the human condition in ways that no other social force can. I'm especially intrigued by the why. Why do people behave politically as they do? Social scientists have been studying this for decades. Philosophers have been studying it for centuries. And in some ways, we are no closer to an answer than we were before polls and surveys and focus groups and the internet. In a fundamental way, voters are more complex political creatures than politicians themselves. I tell my students at Columbia College that when a politician does something, especially something that doesn't make obvious sense to, and here I quote one of the most famous lines in the history of film, follow the money. The details of campaign giving and taking can explain a lot. But most voters are not in political money streams. So how do they make decisions? Party identification used to be a reliable indicator of how someone voted. In 1968, one of my more interesting jobs was garbage collector. The driver of the garbage truck was extremely conservative on everything. I thought for sure he would vote for George Wallace, the third-party candidate from Alabama for president, but he said he was voting for Hubert Humphrey. When I asked why, he said that in 1935, his father was unemployed and Franklin Roosevelt created a jobs program and his dad was able to work and feed the family. And Roosevelt was a Democrat and Humphrey is a Democrat, so I'm voting for Humphrey. My coworker had not had to think about politics for 33 years. All he needed to know was, who is the Democrat? There are far fewer pure partisans like that these days, and fascinatingly, there are many more citizens who are voting against what may be in their self-interest. In an important article in the November 22nd New York Times, Alec McGillis reports that many citizens in rural Kentucky who depend on safety nets created by Democrats are voting Republican. They are, and I quote, consciously opting against a Democratic economic agenda that they see as bad for them and good for other people, specifically those undeserving benefit recipients living nearby, end quote. Meaning, of course, sometimes neighbors and family. This dynamic could be mitigated by higher voter turnout of those so-called undeserving benefits recipients. The problem is that the citizens most dependent on the safety net, the lowest fifth, to use the social science term, can't be bothered. Adam Edelin, the Democratic auditor of Kentucky who lost his reelection bid last month, said, and I quote, people on Medicaid don't vote. Seriously? What's going on here? Are these folks' lives so dysfunctional and disjointed that voting is at the bottom of their priorities, way behind making it through the day? Are they so disillusioned with the political system, even though they directly benefit from its product, that they are actually boycotting the main activity that can influence it? Some of both? Or something else we can't begin to understand, much less measure? Well, the Democratic Party especially had better put some resources into figuring this out. Otherwise, the apparent irrationality of the lower middle class and the apathy of the lowest class will undo all the demographic advantages that Democrats have gained at the other end of the economic spectrum. This is Terry Smith.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.